This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
That's why we begin with verse 13 that says, consider what God has done. Have you thought about what the Lord's done in your life since you've been born? You ever thought about what God has done in your marriage? Have you ever thought about what God may be doing in the life of a son or daughter? And I know what some people in all three services are going to say today. Well, what's he done for me lately? I haven't seen the hand of God at work in my life. My life's been pretty rough. I've had a lot of problems. I've had a lot of setbacks. I've had a lot of failure in my life. But I want to share this with you. I think we're all going to be shocked in eternity when we find out how God did work in our lives in ways that we had no awareness whatsoever. None. Where God worked in a marriage situation, you weren't even aware of it. God worked in the life of a son or daughter, you weren't even aware of it. God may be working today in this service in a way you're not even aware of. You're not onto it yet, but God is speaking to you through his word. I really believe that in a powerful way. Verse 13 also says, who can straighten what God has made crooked? What does that mean? There are things in life that are not changeable. There's some men who think, I'm in control of everything. No, you're not. And there are women that believe, I'm in charge of everything in my life. No, you're not. And we find out the older we get, the less we're in charge of. And we're not in control of everything, and that's why Solomon says, what God has made crooked, you're not going to make straight. There are things that are unchangeable in life. Verse 14 is a word for somebody. When times are good, be happy. When times are bad, consider God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future. You and I need to realize that God is the creator and we're not. God is the sustainer of life. We're not. God is the redeemer of life. We're not. And we have so little control in life. There is a theologian by the name of Bruce Ware from Louisville, Kentucky, who wrote a book for parents to teach theology to children. It's called Big Truths for Young Hearts. He had a 7-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old daughter. They were at Cannon Beach, Oregon. If you've ever seen pictures of it, great rocks jutting out of the ocean on the beach. It's a beautiful place to visit, Cannon Beach, Oregon. The girls were sitting on the edge of the water, and Bruce Ware said, I wanted to teach my girls an object lesson about how big God is and how little we are. So he said, girls, Dad's going to do an experiment here. I'm going to run into the ocean, and I'm going to cup my hands like this, and I'm going to pick up water out of the ocean and bring it back to you. And I want you to watch carefully how the level of the ocean will drop when I do that. And you know what he did? He went out in the water and he cupped his hand and he brought back the water and threw it right at their feet. And he said, did you see the level drop? And one of the daughters says, Dad, are you crazy? There's something wrong with you? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to the level of the ocean. And he said, I want you to get the point that the book of Isaiah says that God can hold the ocean in the palms of his hand. It's a figurative expression. It's an illustration to say that God is so powerful that in the theoretical sense, he's actually bigger than this, but could hold the ocean in the palm of his hands, all the water and all the oceans of the planet Earth. And then in Isaiah 40, he talks about the breadth or the span of God's hand across the universe. I don't know if you know how big the universe is, but just do some research on the web about how big the universe is. And God says, that's the span of my hand. God's big. We're not.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.